Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 20. Prophet Jeremiah speaking to Israel. He said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Then in the book of Ezra, the 9th chapter, and verse number 9. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage. Somebody ought to say amen right there. But hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Amen. Father, this morning I thank you for the word of God that you've preserved to us and for us, handed down to our generation. And we ask you this morning, Lord, as we've read these verses of Scripture, to you place your anointing, God, now upon the rest of this service. God, give us the unction we need, Lord, to preach. I pray, O God, that the Spirit of God and the Word of God would speak to hearts and lives and souls right in this house this morning. And, oh, God, before we walk out of these doors this morning, Lord, and cut the lights out, Lord, to go home, I pray, God, that we could witness a miracle from heaven right in this house of God this morning in somebody's life. Oh, God, would you grant these things, and we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, because thou alone art worthy. We ask it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And a lot of good people said, amen. God bless you this morning. If the Lord would help us just a little while this morning, I want to preach a little while on unfinished task. Unfinished task. As we read in the Old Testament where Israel was besieged by the armies of Babylon and then finally overtaken by these armies, and thousands of these people were deported to Babylon. And I'm telling you, a lot of the Old Testament, a big portion of the Old Testament deals with that event taking place. It's probably one of the most devastating events of all the Old Testament script. We read about the flood, and certainly that was. But I'm telling you, this was a very devastating event that took place in the life of the people of Israel. There was a reason that all that had happened. The people had forsaken the Lord and had begun to worship idols and turn to other gods. And they provoked the Lord to anger on and on again. Really, what happened was, it was self-inflicted. Amen. It was a self-inflicted judgment that they brought upon themselves. Amen. Jeremiah, this prophet of God, Jeremiah is called by some, and rightly so, as you read throughout the book of Jeremiah, he is called the weeping prophet. I'm telling you, this man of God, his heart was broke as he tried his best. First of all, he tried to get these people to stop and turn from their sin, to try to somehow head off what he knew was coming their way. I'm telling you, judgment has been decreed from God. And when people continue in their sin, amen, they're not going to stop the judgment. They compound it, make it worse. But there is times that God has pronounced judgment in the people of Nineveh. God had pronounced judgment on Nineveh. Amen. Jonah preached a very simple message. It was not a message of repentance. It was not even a message of hope. Jonah said, yet 40 days. And God's going to bring judgment on this city. But that king got down off his throne, pulled his robe off of him, put on sackcloth. Amen. Proclaimed a fast, not only the people, but even the animals. Everybody and everything began to fast and seek God. Amen. And I tell you what God done. God turned from his wrath. It was so great a revival. Jesus even talked about it. Amen. Over in the New Testament, that revival that took place down there in Nineveh. Amen. But here, Israel has compounded their sin. They're rebelling against God, and judgment is coming. Jeremiah was heartbroken. He preached to these people, and they wouldn't hear him. They'd answer Jeremiah in Jeremiah 44:16. This is what they said. They said to Jeremiah, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. We're not going to do what you say. We're going to do what we want to do. And Jeremiah knew that judgment was coming. As you begin to read this 8th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, amen, as he begins to lay it out here, judgment's coming. They deserve judgment. It was their fault. Listen, God doesn't cast judgment upon people that are innocent from their sin. Amen. No, he doesn't. That's why I've got a real problem trying to swallow an idea, amen, of the church going through the entire tribulation period. Why would God whip his own people and try to destroy his own people? I don't believe it. I don't believe it's going to happen. Come on here now. Amen. But here Jeremiah is trying to warn these people, plead with them to turn from their sin. And finally it reached a place where it was too late. Amen. They finally reached that point where they realized that the help they were longing for was not coming. They were hoping that another army would come and help them against these Babylonians. But now as the summer is ending and winter is pressing on, and they finally come to the conclusion that we read here in our text. Amen. As he said, spoke the words here, amen, in verse 8 of our text, amen, or verse 20 of our text, he said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Amen. They realized they had reached that point where judgment was literally coming their way. I think it's important to tell our generation today, amen, that judgment is coming. And one of the greatest dangers that people have in their lives today is, amen, that danger of postponing, putting off, waiting on doing what they know they need to do in their lives to turn that judgment of God away from them. Amen. I believe time is running out. We don't have as much time now as we have had in the past. Time is swiftly closing out. Amen. Judgment is heading toward us. America has rebelled against God, sinned against God. Amen. This almost is now, some of our leaders are almost sticking their finger in God's eye saying, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It doesn't matter what the Bible said. It doesn't matter what the church says. It doesn't matter. Amen. We're going to do it anyhow. Come on now. Amen. Oh, come on. Help me a little while this morning. Here they are. They realize they reached a point. Amen. There was something that should have been done that hadn't been done. Something that could have been done that hadn't been done. Something they meant that needed to be done and it hadn't been done. Come on here. Amen. Here the winter is past. Amen. Or the harvest is past. The summer's ended and we are not saved. Here we are. We find, here's Israel. They found themselves in that place. And I'm telling you, Jeremiah, he's heartbroken. Amen. He said, for the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Amen. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no hope? Is there not a remedy? Is there not a way to turn from this judgment? There is a time when we can turn. And then there comes a time when it's too late to turn. There's people this morning that are in hell today. And they didn't intend to go to hell. They didn't intend to die lost. They intended to get saved. Amen. But just not this Sunday. Come on now. Just not this revival. Just not right now. Every person that's in hell this morning would tell you, I have an unfinished task in my life. I failed to repent. I failed to get right with God. And that's why I'm in hell. Listen, amen, it wasn't that God wanted to cast him into hell. And is it that God wants to cast judgment on people and condemn them to an eternity without God? Amen. But they bring it upon their own self. They refuse to hearken. They refuse to hear. Oh, there's multitudes that would tell you, yes, I know, I understand. But yet they're putting it off. Here we are today. This is the first Sunday of the year 2014. I'm amazed, first of all, that we're even here. I'm amazed the Lord hadn't already come. I'm amazed that time is still standing. I'm amazed at that. But here we are in a brand new year. And yet there are things that needed to have been done last year and they haven't been done. Somebody say amen. Who's that apply to? Probably everybody in this church. There's things that should have been done And yet they remain right now, and they're still undone. I've got things around my house that I plan to try to get done, wanted to get done. It ain't done yet. Huh? They're not done yet. There's some goals that I had set down the first of this year, spiritual goals. Amen. I had set down a challenge to my own self of so many days that I wanted to try to fast and pray this year. And I came a little short. And I know somebody would come along and they say, well, Brother Glenn, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. You can't do but so much. Huh? Amen. And the reason people want to comfort you like that is because they want to be comforted. Huh? Come on here now. Amen. And that's right. I understand that. There ain't but so much you can do. Amen. And I tell you, I've said before and I'll say again. Amen. Usually if you've got something you need done, find the busiest person that you can get to. And they're usually the one to hand it to. They'll usually get it done. Amen. You find the laziest person or the person that ain't doing nothing. Amen. And say, well, since you ain't doing nothing, what about you doing this? It probably never going to get done. Amen. Amen. But you know, you can't do but so much. I understand that. Amen. But at the same time, the truth is, amen, some of the things could have been done. And I know that. I know that. And I know this morning that what happened was I allowed other things to hinder me from achieving the goals that I'd set out for. Amen. I'm telling you, I've walked into a brand new year with some unfinished tasks. I've walked into a brand new year with some things that I wanted to do last year and ain't got it done. Amen. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring them forward. Stay with me here. Amen. If we're not careful, this year will come. This year will end. Amen. And we'll get to the end of the start of another year. And you'll say, you know what? Amen. I've got some unfinished tasks. I've got some things that haven't been done yet. You see, amen, they're not done because I allowed other things to come in and hinder me from getting done those things that I planned to get done. I ain't the only one this morning. There's some things that you didn't get done too. All right, come on now. There's some things that you didn't get done. I'm going to tell you why it didn't get done. You allowed other things to come in and hinder. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, there's some things I realize this morning it's going to take time. Growth takes time. It does. It takes time. Amen. But here, another year has passed, and some haven't grown at all. And you could preach that in any church in America this morning. Another year has passed and people have been in church all last year. Amen. And haven't grown at all. Amen. Haven't got any closer to God at all. Amen. And if we're not careful, amen, we'll do the same thing. We'll get right in this old rut and another year will pass. Amen. And we'll be right in the same place again. Listen to the text. Amen. He said, the harvest is past. The summer is ended and we are not saved. We're not at that place we ought to be in at. Amen. The prophet Joel said there's multitudes in the valley of decision. Amen. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. We realize this morning, I could ask any individual in this house, do you believe the coming of the Lord is close? Yes. Amen. Do you believe the Lord will come in our lifetime? Yes. Amen. Do you believe the end times are upon us? Yes. Amen. And yet with all that said, some of those same people are not saved. Come on, help me a little wow this morning. Still not saved. There's people that's thought about getting saved. They've thought about it. God has dealt with them. I remember before I ever got saved, amen, times the Lord dealt with me, and I wouldn't have told anybody about it then. I certainly wouldn't have told my friends how that driving down the road, God would convict me, and I'd weep going down the road. I wouldn't have told them how I'd slip off the church every now and then and come home and, amen, get out of my car and walk down in the woods or whatever to try to, amen, quit crying and kind of compose myself so I could go in and face my family. No, I wouldn't have done that, and they're in the same place. It isn't that God doesn't deal with them. It is that they know they need to get saved. They just keep putting it off. And here we are, a brand new year is upon us, and another year has passed, and they're still not saved. Amen. How many more years have we got? How much more time have we got to let another year slip by without getting saved? I'm going to tell you, amen, that's what happens to a lot of people. They let another year get by, another year. Statistically, amen, when you look at a graph of people that are saved, usually, amen, the young group, teenage years, amen, there's a pretty good percentage, a decent percentage. But from there, it declines sharply. Amen. To a point when people get in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, long like that. Amen. It's almost unheard of. I read one statistic one time of men 60 years and above. Only 5% of those individuals dying and knowing they're fixing to meet God, only 5% would even try to pray. Amen. You hear what he's saying? The summer's ended, the harvest is past, he said, and we're still not saved. Time is slipping by, and we're going to let it get by us, and after a while, we're going to meet God and be lost forever. We've seen throughout this past year, amen, is you pick up a local newspaper, and you see the photographs of young people, middle-aged people, older people, started this last year off, amen, probably with a lot on their mind, a lot they wanted to get done, amen. They didn't realize before the year ended they'd already be in eternity, they'd already meet up with God. And I'm telling you something, friend, a lot of those people left this world lost. Not everybody that died this past year was saved. Not everybody that died this past year was ready to meet God. A lot of them were lost. Did they intend to die lost? No. Did they intend to get saved? Yes. But they didn't ever get there, and they died and met God unprepared. Amen. Thought about getting saved, and yet still not saved. There's people that God has dealt with them about things in their life. Was quiet. God has dealt with them about things in their life. They haven't told anybody, don't have to tell nobody. But God's put his finger on it and said, I want this. And I want you to handle this. And I want you to take care of this. And here another year has passed, starting a brand new year. And they're still holding on to those same old things. Amen. Still in that same place. Listen, there's some need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They know they need it. They tell you they need it. It's all over the country. Amen. And yet, hardly no time has been spent seeking God in a lot of lives. Come on, help me preach a little while this morning. I'm telling you, I'm not scolding this morning. I'm not trying to scold. I'm trying to stir up our minds. Amen. And help us realize that the most precious commodity, one of the most precious commodities we have, resources we have, is running out. And that's time. Amen. A lot of things can be renewed. A lot of things can be replaced. But you can't replace time. Once a day's gone, it's gone. It'll never come back. Once a year's passed, it'll never be brought back again. It's over. Forever over. Amen. Time just slips by so fast. Abraham, 55 years old, turned 55 in November. Amen. And I look back, amen, and I think, where did all the time get to? Amen. It don't seem like just a few years ago I was just a young boy. That's a fact. Amen. Don't seem like just a few years ago, a few days ago, my wife and I were married. Amen. A few days, me 36 years. Amen. Oh, come on here now. Don't seem like just a few days ago. Amen. Raylan was just a little bitty baby. Amen. Look at her now. Amen. I mean, time is just passing by so quickly. Amen. And yet there's things that are undone, unfinished. Amen. Need to be took care of. We're running out of time. Many have been on this merry-go-round for so long, they've just about given up. They've just rode this merry-go-round. January 1st, December 31st. They just step off and step on to January 1st again another year and just ride it out another year. It's never going to change. It's going to stay just like it is. Things never going to be different. Amen. It's never going to be better. It's going to stay like it is. Or I've got plenty of time. I've got plenty of time. That's one of the biggest lies the devil convinces people of. Somebody said it like this. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, is a day on a fool's calendar. You don't have tomorrow. You don't have. All you've got is today. Hey, that's all you've got. Amen. Last year's already passed now. Amen. Here we are. Amen. He said we're not saved. Our condition, amen, has brought us to this place and what a mess we're in. I'm going to tell you, we look over to the book of Ezra and we pick up there. And I know it's several books back, but it's some of the same story. When you pick up there, judgment had come. Jerusalem, because of their sins, amen, and their failure to heed what God had to say through the prophets. Amen. Jerusalem had been laid to ruin. The walls had been broken down. Some of those people had been took into captivity. Amen. And here they are now. Ezra comes back. And Nehemiah and Ezra, and they're trying to rebuild the city. They're trying to reestablish a move of God. Amen. And the facts are everywhere. You read there in Nehemiah, in the opening chapters, as he goes down to Jerusalem that night, and he can't even ride his beast through the city. Amen. It's so broken up. He has to get down and walk and navigate his way through. Amen. But here they are. I'm telling you, the scars of sin were everywhere. Amen. The scars that they didn't have to bear, but here they are. The evidence is here. Amen. That we have failed to repent. We failed to get right with God. And now look at the mess we've got. Our city has been ravished. Amen. Our temple has been destroyed. Amen. All the artifacts in the house of God have been taken down to Babylon. Amen. The walls of the city have been broken down, burnt, torched. Amen. I'm telling you, you're talking about a mess. It was a mess. And that's exactly where a lot of us came to God. Our life was in a mess. Amen. But I like what Ezra has to say. Amen. Here the scars are everywhere, the evidence abounding, amen, about their sin, their failures. But he said, we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage. God allowed judgment to come, and yet God didn't turn his back completely upon Israel. Amen. And he said, he goes on, he said, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolations thereof and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Amen. You see this morning, time's running out. Swiftly running out. We're running out of it. Amen. Again, I'm amazed that we're at 2014. I didn't never think we'd get this far. I thought surely the Lord would have come. We've watched events unfold over the passing years. Amen. I remember 9/11. Amen. The attack here in America. We thought surely, amen, the Lord's coming. The year 2000, amen. Everybody all stirred up. But I'm telling you, here we are now. The years have passed. It's almost like we've forgotten those things. Amen. Those calamities, those tragedies, amen. The devastating storms that have come upon America. Amen. Earthquakes, floods, and all kind of things. I'm telling you this morning, time is running out. And you, my friend, are to blame for your shortcomings. You are to blame for your sins. I am. We are. Individually. Amen. And the devil would like to tell you this morning, it's too late now to do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. You can't fix it. But it's not too late. As long as there's breath, it's not too late. As long as there's grace from God, it's not too late. And as long, this morning, right here we are in this house, and I'm telling you, if you're sitting here, you've got both of those things. You've got breath, and you've got grace, and you can do something about your situation. But are we going to let another year pass and find us right in the same place again? Some will. Some will be worse off. Amen. But I'm telling you, hold the key. It's up to you. Amen. What you want to do if the Lord tarries over the next few months. Amen. Want to move forward, get closer to God, seek God, pray, fast. Amen. Draw near to God. Either that or just kind of sit on this roller coaster. Just ride, try to ride it out. Stand with me this morning. I don't follow the NASCAR circuit races. I don't care who's running, who's racing, who's driving, who ain't driving. I could absolutely care less. But I did hear a story one day on the news. They were telling the news on the radio. This man was driving the car, and he was in the lead lap fixing to win the race. But he'd made a very significant gamble. When some of his competitors had gone down and got fuel for the last time, he'd made a gamble. I've got enough to finish. I've got enough to complete it. And so he stayed on the track. And just as he was rounding the last turn, finish line, just right ahead of him, he felt the car just sputtered. The guy behind him come by him and won. Is that what's going to happen in your life? You're just going to try to ride this thing out, only to find when you get to the end you don't have quite enough, and now time has passed. And it's too late. Listen, there's not any words that could ever be spoken to any of us any more devastating than too late. The harvest is past. The summer's ended. And we're not saved. We have failed to do what we ought to do. And now it's too late. Our heads are bowed just a moment. Kelly, if you come.